We've been spending the morning keeping an eye on global markets in the wake of the Brussels carnage today. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Financial market participants were also monitoring the coverage of the twin Brussels attacks this morning. After the news first broke, in early trading, the 100-share index in London fell 1.2%, but by mid-morning North American time, that index was down about 0.5%. U.S. markets opened down about 0.4% each. Let's now consult Julie Neiman, the analyst at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis, who has more on assuming these defensive positions on a day like this.
Everybody flees to the sidelines going for protective investments. You will see the dollar strengthen. You will see treasury strengthen. You will see the stock market weaken somewhat. But when it's a terrorist attack like this, unless it happens on domestic soil, you're not going to see massive pullback in the stock market because the stock market's going to reflect more what the current economy is doing primarily with us. So it becomes a risk-off position. That doesn't mean it's going to be a permanent position either. One of the key things to remember, especially when it hits certain industries like the travel industry, and those will be impacted in it in the short run.
Yeah, you say risk off, and what happens is, for instance, money can flow into the perceived safety of U.S. treasuries, and that's exactly happening this morning. And you're talking about airline stocks. Lufthansa, a big European airline, that stock is down 1.5% this morning.
But that is also one of the strongest carriers all over Europe, so I would expect it to recover. Because the long term, what they're really tied to is what is the economy doing and how much excess disposable personal income people have to travel. Business travel is also a key thing, too. So expect those to recover.
We'll keep watching it. Julie Neiman at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Always good to talk to you.
You bet.
Indeed, the euro is down to $1.12 and a quarter. The 10-year yield in the U.S. is down at 1.89%. On the day that people in Arizona, Idaho, and Utah vote in the presidential primary, a moment now on tax policy. All the candidates, Republican and Democrat, talk taxes. A common theme is simplifying the tax code, currently a bewildering maze of exemptions, credits, carve-outs, loopholes, alternative minimums. At a time of such sharp partisan divides, this big nut may not get cracked anytime soon. But there's also the complexity of doing our own taxes. And on that subject, there is another way. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell has been thinking about this. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
There was something that President Reagan supported, asking the IRS to do something that 30 different countries have adopted. Return-free filing, what is that?
So return-free filing is when the IRS fills out your tax form and you approve it, and then you either send it back to the IRS with a check or you wait for your refund. But here's the thing, David. 1986 Tax Reform Act, that was the last time that we had major tax reform towards simplification in this country under President Reagan. So what the Reagan administration said is, look, IRS, we want you to study towards simplification. And the IRS came back and said, look, we don't think it's technologically feasible right now. But for most people, their tax form is fairly simple. It just makes life simpler for so many people. And it is a step towards simplification again.
Well, you might say there's the current 1040EZ form, but I just waded through that for one of my offspring. The instruction book is 44 pages long.
It's not that easy a form, even though it has that term 1040EZ in there. Two-thirds of taxpayers don't itemize. They take the standard deduction. And yet, many of these people who are using the 1040EZ form, they're going to the tax preparation industry and they're saying, please help me fill out this form, or they're buying the software that's going to help them fill out the form. Why? The IRS already has the information. Let's make life easy for people.
Now, I was wondering, what does the tax preparation industry think about making things a lot simpler, or the government doing the returns for you?
I know that you're going to be shocked that the tax preparation industry has been opposed to this idea. They spent millions of dollars stopping it. Tax reform sounds great. Tax simplification sounds great. But somebody's always going to lose out when you simplify. In my world, the taxpayer matters. The taxpayer industry, suck it up.
Chris Farrell is Marketplace's senior economics contributor speaking from St. Paul. Chris, thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.
Nike comes out with its profit report later today. There are high expectations. But could reigning basketball super champ Steph Curry with the Warriors and his deal with rival Under Armour pose a threat to Nike? Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
Nike is the Steph Curry of basketball shoes. Dominant. It just doesn't happen to outfit Steph Curry in basketball shoes. And the shoes he wears for Under Armour have seen huge sales growth.
I think every brand can be successful in this space. At the same time, I don't think anybody ever catches Nike.
Matt Powell is a sports industry analyst with the NPD Group. He says Nike controls more than 90% of the multi-billion dollar market for basketball shoes. Morningstar analyst Paul Swinand says Nike's done a good job growing demand by selling more expensive shoes here in North America and
getting people to play basketball or just wear basketball sneakers to school in Europe and even in China.
Sure, Nike's probably kicking itself that it didn't sign Steph Curry, who isn't. But, says Swinand, the strong U.S. dollar is a bigger concern for Nike in the scheme of things. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
And the FBI is backing away from its insistence that Apple help unlock an iPhone used by one of the San Bernardino mass murderers. A court hearing scheduled for today to force Apple to comply has now been canceled. The government says it is testing a way to get the data out of the iPhone without Apple's help. Authorities haven't said how or which third party offered this technique. If you miss our coverage of this on the air, it's in the Marketplace podcast now. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.